With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Measles was thought to have been eradicated from the UK in 2017, but following an outbreak the very next year, we lost the elimination status. Measles is a highly infectious disease that can quickly spread through the unvaccinated population. A recent study explains how the measles virus suppresses the immune system for years after the infection clears. I asked the lead author, Velislava Petrova, at the Wellcome Sanger Institute in Cambridge, to tell us more.
This is the first time we show how measles infection actually causes what we call immunological amnesia, leaving us vulnerable to other infections that we've seen before. What we discovered is that measles infection actually deletes part of our immune memory, then directly removing pre-existing immunity to other infections, to other pathogens. And what we saw is that measles infection also resets their immune system to an immature state, almost a baby-like state, which gives us only limited ability to respond to new infections. Together, these two mechanisms explain why often we see that children, after they've gotten measles, are more likely to get other diseases up to 5 years after measles infection.
And this has not been known before?
What was known before was that measles is an immunosuppressive virus, meaning that it suppresses our immune system. And it was known from these epidemiological studies that people are more susceptible to other infections after measles, but it wasn't known why. So now we were able to show what are the mechanisms and how does it actually happen.
Okay, so that sounds very serious, and it is something that it's good for the public to know about. Could you tell us a bit more first about how you found this out?
So we looked at the immune system of children who experienced measles. They're from communities who don't vaccinate and thus get the disease. And so we build a genetic map of their immune cells before and after the infection. We did that by characterizing, reading through specific genes of the immune system that encode for the production of antibodies, which is our immune system defense against pathogens. So by reading through these genes, we could build a map of each cell before and after measles, and we could track which cells were lost after the infection. And that's how we discovered that cells that were there before, that we had generated as memory to other pathogens, were lost after measles.
So vaccinating against measles not only protects the body against the disease itself, it also protects the child's defences.
Indeed, the effect of measles vaccination by preventing measles disease, which is what the vaccine does, those people who get the vaccine don't get the disease. By getting measles vaccination, we not only protect ourselves from the disease itself, but also from the potential complications and other disease that we can get if we are immunosuppressed after the measles disease.
Since we're talking about how important it is to vaccinate, I have a question about the vaccine itself. Because I understand that it's a live virus vaccine, is that correct?
It's a live attenuated virus vaccine. So the live attenuated virus just presents to the immune system a bit of its mask, if you wish, in order to help it to build immunity and to be protected next time if we see the virus. So it's a way for our immune system to be prepared, but measles vaccine itself does not have the immunosuppressive effects that we see when we get infected with measles.
Well, that is good news. Is there any way in which we could use this information, which you have recently provided, in a positive way?
Yes. First, it answers a long-standing question of why do we recover from measles and our rash disappears, but we still are immunosuppressed. So we now provide mechanistic evidence of what are the reasons for this to happen. But also on a broader level, in terms of understanding the implications on a population level, if we have measles outbreaks, it poses a question of can we study communities where other infections are very common, like communities in developing countries that don't have access to vaccination? Can we study at larger scale there to try to understand how dangerous it is this to be left immunosuppressed for several years after measles. And I think by conducting those studies, we would really be able to raise the question of how important it is to vaccinate and to have access, widespread access to vaccination, even in communities who can't afford to have it, and how we should have dedicated efforts to do that.
That goes to show we take our immune system for granted at a very high risk. That was Veleslava Petrova at the Wellcome Sanger Institute in Cambridge.